Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the ACE and Friends radio show.
I didn't win that lottery again this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
There's always one.
What was it?
I don't know. The last one, big one, was the Mega Millions. Somebody won $800 million last week. One person in Texas, I believe, won $800 million.
It's a lot of bread.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, but by the time taxes get taken, you know,
it's not even worth it.
That's not, you know, the cash payment was $433 million, and they're going to take a lot of that in taxes. So it's, you know, what are you?
So you stick to the, what do you play?
No, I don't play it regularly. I talk about it a lot because I think it's funny. And, you know, it is a fascinating thing to win, like to go from, you know, zero to $800 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. I usually don't play the lottery until it gets way up, until I go big numbers.
Okay.
Like, you know, 21 million.
Yeah. $8.
Until they're offering, you know, $5, I'm not playing.
What's the most you've ever won? Have you won $100?
What did I win? What did I win last? No. The last time I won $10 once on the Powerball or whatever. I got two numbers and the Powerball, and I think that won me $10 or something.
So, what do you think you've spent on lottery tickets lifetime?
Oh, probably a couple $100.
Okay, and you made.
Over the course of, usually you get enough to get like if you get the Powerball, they give you can buy another ticket the next week. I've had that happen a couple of times.
So you've been playing for years and years. Rob goes plays like one time and he wins hundreds of dollars.
Right. Well, I talk about it a lot more than I actually do it. Mm. Like usually I won't play it until it gets up to like way up there. They're like, oh, you know, I'm standing at the counter. You're like, give me two. It's $4. Give me two lottery tickets while I'm standing.
It's $4 to play twice or to get $2
a ticket.
$2 a ticket.
So I joke about it a lot more. I make it sound like it's a lot more a part of my life than it actually is.
Yeah.
I've won more money from Christmas gift scratch off lottery tickets than I've ever won playing the Powerball or whatever.
My mom
always got us for Christmas. My mom used to get everybody lottery tickets for Christmas scratchers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, we had $10, $20, something like that. Every now and then you'd win a few dollars here and there.
Yeah, we had a boss at one of our radio stations that used to give out the scratch and that's the only time I've ever played the lottery is when I got to do that.
Yeah, it's a great Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. It's a fun little Christmas gift. Everybody like, he could have just given me $10,000 or nothing.
Yeah,
either way, you're not out of anything.
Yeah, so. Well, I guess.
You're not. It's a gift.
Yeah, but it's not, though. I feel like they should come back and be like, did you win anything?
If you didn't win, then now I'm going to get you a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, everybody who didn't win, I got free ham certificates for y'all.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Idea.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
We got a lot of good stuff happening today on Ace and Friends, but we got to get into Riggins is in what he calls his hate era. I got to know more about that coming up. Plus, a lady's making a veiled threat to Taylor Swift and a TikTok. There's a lot happening. So it all starts next. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Hey, would y'all say that we have a lot of office policies here?
No.
I was going through, I saw this thing on Twitter. People were asking, what's the worst office policy you've ever had? And I couldn't really think of one. We don't have many office policies.
What's the worst one? Yeah, I can't even think of them off the top of my head. We don't have any really bad ones.
I know when I first started in radio, it was a big deal because the owners came in and said, okay, no more smoking in the studio.
Yeah.
You had to walk outside to smoke, and they had set up a little smoking area outside. Everybody was like, what are you talking about? We've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
And literally everybody, two morning show guys, midday person did not smoke, afternoon person smoked, night person smoked. And I would come in at midnight And in the studio, there would just be literally a cloud of smoke. Because it wasn't ventilated.
Right.
It would just be smoke. And I would be on from midnight to 6. And then I would leave. And on my way home, I smelled as if I'd been smoking the entire time.
Yeah, I'm sure you just reek.
Yeah, and they were revolting. We got to go. Now we've got to walk. And they didn't have to walk very far to where the back door was.
Sure.
You know. Well, how are we supposed to seg record? Because at the time, it wasn't computerized. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just set it up to play a couple songs in a row. They'd run there, smoke, then run back into the studio, seg, run back out, smoke some more, run back in the studio.
I bet a lot of businesses had some upset employees when they started doing that.
Yeah.
Well, stopping the smoking.
My dad ran a business. They used to sit and smoke in the office all the time. Mm-hmm. He smoked cigarettes, and then after he had his heart attack, he'd smoke pipe every now and then, and they'd just sit in the office and smoke, you know? I take that back. He didn't smoke anything anymore after his heart attack. But before that, he would smoke a pipe occasionally.
Put it down.
Yeah. And they would just sit around and smoke. People just smoked everywhere. Airplanes, the mall,
restaurants. I love hearing adults now. They're like, you know, I just picked up smoking. I never smoked, but now it happens.
Who starts smoking now?
I heard a woman talking about it on a podcast. She goes, you know what? I just started smoking. And her co-host was like, what? She goes, yeah, I like to have like two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And she was just flabbergasted. Like, who picks up that habit as like a grown adult? It's kind of crazy.
How adult are we talking? Like, how?
In her 30s.
Oh, Lord.
She goes, yeah, like, and at night, you know, in the morning I feel good. I have one, then I get showered. And at night I'll have a glass of wine and one cigarette. So I have my two cigarettes a day.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why I would start smoking now.
I know.
Maybe that would help me.
Yeah, do you know when the last time you smoked a cigarette? Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
When I was in college, I smoked one a couple times. I would smoke
just a handful.
Just hate it. Probably have had three cigarettes my entire life.
Oh, really?
Probably never had a whole cigarette.
Well, you like smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar.
I'm going to get you on cigarettes, Ace.
That's the new goal?
I think so.
All right, thanks.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Ace and Friends.
Cabarrus County, North Carolina. Try to picture this. This happened in Cabarrus County. Three police officers standing around. Looks like they're enjoying a cup of coffee. And a young lady walks up, and she's got her video camera out, or she's got her phone out, and she's filming them as she walks up to ask a rather unusual question.
Hey, what is like the legal amount of fentanyl you can carry?
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
That's the cow go, fentanyl? What? Fentanyl. Like, did I hear you right?
Legally, how much of that can you carry?
Felony, but
he tells him it's actually a felony.
Yeah, and you see them all, they're just stunned.
Yeah. You hear, and he tells her, well, I mean, it's actually a felony. You can't carry any of it, you know. None. Zero.
I'll give her credit. That's a pretty bold move to walk up to a group of police officers and be like, how much fentanyl can you carry?
And it has to be a setup because they even put that stupid jackass music on.
Yeah.
Not that the music is stupid, but if I'm having a hard time hearing you anyway, don't add music to your TikTok. Don't get too fancy.
Doesn't help.
Don't get too fancy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
Throw a little, how much fentanyl can I carry?
Just on my person, can I carry any? And then there's one cop at a table, and he stands up because he just hears something like, what is going on?
Right, somebody's got fentanyl? We need to bust them? What's going on?
Yeah. That's some scary stuff, man. I don't know a thing about fentanyl.
I don't either. I just know it's bad business.
Yeah.
Really bad. Good joke or bad joke?
Not good. No, I would not do that.
You know, I mean,
it's funny.
As TikToks go, would you go, that's an entertaining TikTok or not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't need to be messing with the brave men and women of
I don't like that, but okay, that's one. I'll give you that one. It was okay.
follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
Riggins mentioned something earlier. He's in what he calls his hater era.
Yeah.
So you are finding things to dislike in your life these days.
No, I'm not finding. I'm not searching them out. But these things just pop in front of me. I'm like, I hate that. And it's not a good attitude to have. My priest told me when I was young, he said, you know, you're very cynical, and that's not a good personality trait.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, yeah, you're right. But he wasn't wrong. I've been this way since I was a little kid. But I try to tamp it down, to not put that face out there.
So your hater era, you feel like, started when?
Like in the last couple of weeks.
With who? Wasn't there a person? Was it a person that you hated first? What was it you hated last week? There was somebody you mentioned that you hated last week.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then now you've got something new this week, though. You've gotten off that person.
I've got a bunch of stuff this week.
Okay, so what else do you have this week?
My gosh. What was it?
One of them was you hated tableside.
Tableside Caesar salad.
Caesar salad?
Tableside Caesar salad? Do I need to watch you?
Caesar dressing right next to your table?
It's irritating.
Yeah. The Dancer Ray Gun was another one.
Ray gun.
Yeah.
That one's, everybody was on that train though. So these are some, you know what? I actually wrote some of them down.
You're not alone in that one with the Ray gun.
Yeah. I mean, that there's a, this is driving me crazy. There's a restaurant that's popular on Instagram. They sell hamburgers and cheeseburgers. Every one of them comes with their special birthday sauce. No description of what the birthday, I'm supposed to know what the hell is birthday sauce. That doesn't make it intriguing to me. That was annoying.
Also, if everything comes with the special birthday sauce.
Right.
The birthday sauce is not special.
Exactly.
If it's birthday sauce, shouldn't it be something special you get on your birthday?
Right. Mm. Indicate it somewhere on the menu, like what this is, because that doesn't tell me anything.
I want to know what the special birthday sauce is.
Yeah, and it's almost disturbing. There's a commercial now for a dog food called Fresh Pet. Have you seen this?
No.
Played during all the football games. Yeah. The guy comes in and he goes, oh man, is that dog food? And he goes, whoa, dude, it's not dog food. It's Fresh Pet. I'm thinking, no, it's quite literally dog food. It's refrigerated dog food. But, I mean, he treats him like such a jerk. He goes, dude, it's Fresh Pet. Fresh Pet. No, it's dog food still. Okay. Shut up. That drives me crazy. What's another one? Oh, my God. Mukbangs? If you wear a retainer, do not start your mukbang by
taking your retainer and
sucking the spit out of the... You want me to turn your video off in 5 seconds, take your retainer out and suck the spit out of it before you dive into a delicious, you know, Arby's roast beef, whatever it is. It's annoying. It's disgusting. Isn't that gross? Oh, vile. That's
terrible. I love that. That's my favorite one. I love that.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
A few minutes ago, Riggins was going through things that he hates, and he got sidetracked on, what was the last one that you hated so much? Oh, that commercial, the dog food commercial. No, it was the mukbang. People with mukbangs, where they take their retainer out, take the retainer out before the mukbang.
Ugh.
But after we got through with it, I asked Rob if he had anything he wanted to hate on. And he said, no, I can only hate on James Cameron so much.
Yeah, he hates James Cameron. Thinks he's cocky, right?
His movies haven't been that good. Avatar, not that good. Even though it's made billions and billions of dollars.
It may be the highest grossing film in movie history.
Well, that's a problem with society, but that's not what I'm talking about today.
But also Titanic and Terminator. Didn't he do Terminator?
Yeah,
he didn't. I think
Terminator's great.
People love that movie.
Titanic is a great movie, Rob. Titanic's, you cannot really argue good. That.
It's
great.
Okay.
Great love story.
Rob, do you like any romantic movies?
Oh, I love romantic movies. P.S. I Love You is a good movie.
Okay.
The Notebook's really good.
That shocks me that you like romantic movies.
Yeah. That one movie that I say is my favorite movie of all time, About Time, that is also a romantic movie.
I had no idea that you loved romantic movies that way.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah. The Notebook, I've still never seen. I should watch that.
Never seen it. No
You've
interest.
You've never seen it either, Riggins?
No interest.
That's not the one where they... Is The Notebook... That's not the one where they write letters to their future past selves or something. What's that one where they put stuff in the mailbox and it travels back in time? That's really stupid.
The Lake House?
Is that it?
Sandra Bullock in it?
I don't know. I just know I've never seen The Notebook, and I should probably sit down and watch it because everybody's like, I don't know.
It just sounds so depressing. They both die at the end.
Well, no point in watching it now.
Sorry if I spoiled it for you. When was that out? 2004?
Something like that.
Something like that, yes.
But that's like the whole, and everybody's like, oh, it just wrecks you. I got enough things in my life that'll wreck me on at any given moment. I don't need my entertainment wrecking, quote unquote, wrecking
me. Some people like a really sad movie.
No, not for me. Yeah. Good for you. It's just not my thing.
Did it make you cry, Rob, The Notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most movies make me cry. Like, at least 50% of the movies I watch, there's going to be at least a tear.
So half the movies you watch make you cry at some point?
I would say, yeah.
Okay.
It's emotionally fragile.
I like to cry. I don't mind.
Do you ever just feel like you need a good cry at home or something? Like, it's, I just not watching a movie, just like, I need to cry today to get this out.
No, not really. I will say the weirdest movie that I ever cried about was the movie Click with Adam Sandler.
The remote one?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the plot of it.
At the end of it, because he gets a remote and he can fast forward through things.
Right.
At the end, he realizes he fast forwarded through everything and now he's just done with his life and it's game over. And I was bawling.
In an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't know who else would ever say that. That's why.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Ace and Friends.
There are moments in time that we can be very surprised that people think they're good enough to put on the internet, on their social media. Like this. Actually, this is pretty. I see why this girl could put this up because it's very funny. She's looking at some alpacas with her mom. Wait until the end of this. It's about 20 seconds long, and you're going to laugh out loud.
See, if I was going to have a farm.
They're alpacas.
There's some horses.
There's horses. And apparently there's zebos over there. Isn't that like a half zebra and hippo?
No. Gazebo. It's that white building over there.
Oh my God.
Holy.
Oh man, I can't wait to see the zebos.
The mom points over the hill. It's like there's a barn and a big gazebo and like a house. So the mom's like, no, it says gazebo. It's a white building.
She thought the zebras and hippos could
make. Yeah, she goes, gazebos. She calls them zebos. I'm sorry.
Zebos.
Apparently there's zebos over there, and it's like a cross between a zebra and a hippo.
No, there's gazebos. No,
it's a gazebo. Big white top building.
I just kind of understand. They're like gazelle, zebra. Yeah. I kind of get it. That's funny.
But though. I love it because they're on the hill. The lady looks right down the hill and goes, oh, it's that big white building right down there.
A gazebo.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
This is Ace and Friends.
Here's when you know something that could be fun. When Riggins goes, I tried way too... Hang on a second, I got something that might be funny. Yeah.
I spent probably the better part of an hour trying to make some internet content, which I don't do often.
Right?
I don't post a whole lot. But... I was trying to use that sound of Trump going, they're eating the pets. Have you seen all these TikToks that have come out of people like doing various things with that sound when Trump is like, they're eating the pets. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Well, I saw a funny one of a guy starting up his charcoal grill, putting his dog on top of it, and then it cuts and there's smoke coming out of the grill.
That's funny.
And it'll be like, oh, they're eating the pets. Yeah. So I tried for like an hour to get some sort of video of me doing the same thing. It was a total waste. It didn't look right.
Was your dog cooperating?
Not really. Because he doesn't understand him.
Right.
It's hard to tell a dog, hey, stop so I can film this TikTok.
And then you just gave it up?
I just gave it up. I was like, this is really hard. But it takes that every once in a while for me to just have more appreciation for those people that do it, you know, a lot.
Yeah. It can be a lot of work.
Yeah, you do it.
Take a lot of effort to get them done.
And you only see 10 seconds of what might be an hours long process.
Yeah, I liken it to when we used to write skits for radio shows, and we would do these skits, and the skit might be 90 seconds, 2 minutes long, and it would take hours to write those things.
Yeah.
Then it's like when you write a song. Hours, days spent writing songs that's 2 minutes and 45 seconds long, that kind of thing.
And then I just couldn't handle, like, if nobody liked it, I would have been like, I'm closing my account. Like, it's just not, I'm not setting myself up like that. I don't need that.
Isn't that a problem when you tweet, Riggins, is that you, if you throw a tweet out and it doesn't get an immediate response, you're just like inconsolable. Like, I can't, how does nobody like this?
Yeah, but I've, you know, I've come to peace with it because I can still look back through the tweets that didn't land and I'm like, you know what? That was still funny. I still feel good about them.
You just go, clearly they just don't get it.
They don't get it. They didn't get that one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's probably movies that are great that nobody really ended up loving.
It's like ratings.
I don't know what they are.
Ratings for Ace and Friends. If the ratings are bad, it's just, it's y'all.
Yeah. That's not us. That's a you problem.
We're dealing with buffoons.
This is Ace and Friends.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and Friends.
Look, we all do dumb things. Sometimes we do them as little kids. Sometimes we do them as drunk adults. Can you tell the difference? It's time for another round of little kid or drunk adult. I'm going to play you a story from someone, and then we will guess whether or not it was little kid or drunk adult. Here we go.
I crashed a big wheel into a Christmas tree in the middle of a Holiday Inn lobby.
Kid or drunk adult?
That could totally be either, but I think it's a drunk adult.
I'm going drunk adult
as well.
Going drunk adult. Okay, let's see what the answer is here.
I was a drunk adult. I thought it'd be funny to drive my son's big wheel bike after a night of heavy drinking in a hotel bar. And I ended up losing control and crashing it into a very large Christmas tree.
I bet.
Yeah.
I've done that, though. Tried to steal the Christmas tree one year.
You're talking about your parents' house, right?
Yeah, I picked it up. Or no, I bumped into it on accident because I was drunk.
Yeah.
And my dad, trying to be funny, goes, let's leave the Christmas tree there. You know, like, and I went, no. And I picked it up and tried to take it upstairs. And I put it down, though. It was a big tree, like a 10-foot tree. Ornaments are falling off.
Drunk at your parents' house.
Yeah, that was not good. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the game.
I would much rather heard that story. All right, here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I got caught French kissing my dog.
Oh, wow.
What was it? Ooh.
Little kid.
Yeah, I'll say little kid.
I hope it's a little kid.
I think the answer is...
Jerry loved licking my mouth. I didn't know any better.
I was a little kid.
So I'd lick his tongue back.
My dog, Larry, loved...
I did this in front of one of my friends, and she got really weirded out.
Turns out she was a little kid.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I didn't have it turned up when the first part played.
Good, thank God.
Okay, one more. Little kid or...
Mad at her.
Hang on. So I don't know what is happening here that it's playing twice. Let's quit that, and here we go.
I broke my leg doing the Hulk Hogan leg drop by jumping off the trunk of a car.
That's amazing.
That's gotta be an adult.
Yeah, that. Well, no, I'll go little kid.
Hulk Hogan leg drop off the trunk of a car. He broke his leg. You doing drunk adult?
I'll go kid.
Yeah, drunk adult.
All right, you said drunk adult, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's the answer. Let's see.
Well, I was a little kid. And my friends, we all started our own extreme backyard wrestling league. So Hulk Hogan was our hero. He was our favorite wrestler. So, you know, I tried doing his leg drop move. But I did it by jumping off the trunk of my dad's car. I totally botched the move, which caused me to break my leg in 3 pieces.
Ooh. Ow.
By the way, sir, Hulk Hogan is not part of any extreme. So if you started your own backyard extreme and you were doing Hulk Hogan moves,
didn't make sense.
You're wrong all the way around.
Also, the lamest of the wrestling moves ever made.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I don't want to be a bunch of wrestling purists here, but let's get it.
Come on. I know.
This is Ace and Friends.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and Friends.
I don't want to make anybody jealous, but off the air, we're debating the greatest wrestling interest themes of all time. But that's neither here nor there. There's a TikTok that's going viral. Just listen to it first, and we'll fill you in on some of the details. It's addressed to none other than Taylor Swift from a former high school classmate.
Hey, Taylor, remember me? No worries. I'm going to give you a few hints. One, we went to high school together. And two, I was the only pregnant girl when we started the school year in 2004. By now, I'm sure you know exactly who I am. No worries. I'm not going to sit here and put you on blast and tell all. Give me a moment, and I'll give you the honor of doing that yourself. I just wanted to give you a little update on some of your predictions. No, I didn't give the baby up for adoption. Yes, I raised him. He's actually alive and very well today. He's 19, graduated high school, has already ran his own business, and is actually very successful for a 19-year-old. He even lives on his own. So no, none of your predictions were right. By the way, I now have a master's degree as well that I rightfully earned. But instead of me telling all, I'm going to let you do the telling now. The mic is in your hands now. Only stipulation is, it's time that you tell the truth.
Oh my God.
So, first off, the jump cuts are super annoying. There's so many of them. But secondly, in the caption, she says, I'm not going to tell anything. Then she goes on to tell that.
Everything.
Yeah. She alleges that CMT came to their high school and the school changed her lunch period and then sent her home for the day because she was the only pregnant girl in school, and that because the school didn't want her on film with Taylor Swift being seen as a pregnant girl in high school. This is her claim. Which is that Taylor Swift doing? We don't know. Is it Taylor Swift's management? We don't know. Did Taylor Swift know anything about it? Nobody knows any of that because nobody knows anything about Taylor Swift's side of the rest of this whole story. She says they deprived her of an education. Did that mean they made her not come? Was she not allowed to come back to school? I mean, nobody seems to know the other side of this. And it seems like, I don't know if there's not a logical explanation for any of it. I don't know. But she's like, now, Taylor, you tell the rest. Did Taylor Swift tell her to put the baby up for adoption? Either way, this thing is, like, it's exploding, obviously. Mm-hmm. The last I looked, it had almost 500,000 likes and 40,000 shares. It was going crazy.
Yeah.
It seems a little, I don't know, the way it's set up is, to me, is unfair to Taylor Swift. Because, you know, now you're going to say the rest.
You're implying that she's at fault or wronged you in some way. Then you at least owe everybody like, hey, this is what happened. I don't know that that's a very nice thing to do.
You're
going to
put it out there. You should go ahead and explain the whole thing, I would think. And it's up to you. Well, Taylor Swift's not going to respond to that. She shouldn't. It's dumb.
Yeah, Taylor wakes up on a Monday morning. They're like, hey, you got to respond to this TikTok.
No, I don't. So just something to kind of watch out for over the next few days.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and Friends.
Having lived through a few decades, I do find it amusing to look back on commercials, our TV reports, radio stuff from past decades, because they can be very amusing. Like this advertisement for Moms on the Net from 1995 or 96, I believe, the real dawn of the internet age.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Oh, Mel, you need the power.
We're Moms on the Net. Learn with us as we ride the wave of information called the internet.
There I was, an ordinary mom.
Then I slid into my computer chair, and with a few clicks of my mouse, I became a mom on the net with the world at my fingertips.
What do you have to say now?
Where's my mouse? That's the spirit, Melanie. We surf. Surf the net.
Now look.
I hate it.
I was alive and well when this commercial came out. And even then you had to look at that and go, this is super cheesy.
Where's my mouse?
Where's my mouse?
Somebody said, techno geeks with spreadsheets. Good clapback, Melanie. Yeah.
I mean, that's not one of those that at the time was cool. And now you look back and go, it's not cool anymore.
It wasn't ever cool.
No, you could see that then and go, that's never cool.
Don't you want to be a mom on the net?
Yeah, so, I always want to know when I see those things, like, how successful was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they sell a ton of those programs explaining how the internet worked to moms?
Ugh.
Because at the time, was the internet that hard to figure out?
Yeah, I guess so. Very confusing to everybody.
I mean,
it's very similar to that Today Show episode. What is the internet?
Sure.
Very similar.
At the time, yeah. You know, it was all, you didn't have high-speed internet access. When you got on, I remember about that time having my first computer, and anytime a website popped up on TV, I'm going to go to that website real quick. And I would jump on, and the first one I went to was Chevy.com, because they put it up. Now, you know, get more details at our new website at, you know, Chevrolet.com, whatever. I was like, get out.
Where, were you living in the house when you had a computer, like in your childhood home?
Oh no! I lived in Huntsville. I was an adult.
You were already an adult.
Yeah. I was just about to move. We were just leaving a radio job,
and yet you just bought a computer.
Like, yeah, it was sitting in the apartment where my first wife and I lived. It was sitting on the kitchen table right there. We didn't have where else to put it.
Was that very exciting when you got a computer?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And what could you do on it?
Not a lot.
So why get one? I mean, what? Because everybody else was good.
Because you were going to need it. You could see this was coming. It was going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd signed a new contract. I got a little bonus. And I thought, well, I can just go buy a computer with that. That'd be the smart thing to do. We need to have one of those.
A laptop or a desktop?
Desktop.
Well, they didn't have laptops back
then. They didn't have laptops.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have a laptop.
They didn't have laptops?
Not yet. No, I don't think they did.
This is Ace and Friends.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and Friends.
I joke a lot about playing the lottery. And I'm a, you know, I talk about it more than I actually do it, because I think it's the thought is exciting, even though I know I'll never win. But occasionally, when the money gets way up there, I'll go ahead and buy a couple three lottery tickets. You know, $800 million? Yeah, I'll spend $4 for a shot at $800 million, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who take their scratchers seriously. I think more regular lottery players tend to play scratch-offs because it increases your chances of winning.
Okay.
But there's a video of a guy where he's apparently a very serious scratch-off player, and his son plays a little prank on him, and it's pretty fun.
I already scanned them, though. They're losers.
Huh? What do you mean?
I already scanned them. They're losers.
Dude, why would you do that?
Did you a favor?
You didn't do me no favor. I didn't get to scratch them. Did you scan them already, you said?
Yeah, they're losers.
He's looking at
them. Why would you do that?
So you don't have to waste your time doing that entire...
It's not a waste of time. Dude, that's $40 I don't get to enjoy. So next time, don't do this.
Really?
Yeah, I like to sit there and
you
just...
You wanted to waste how long it takes to find out you made no money.
You don't know if I made money or not money, huh?
You wanted to waste money and time? I just wasted your money now. Now you don't got to waste the time. I did you a favor, Dad.
No, you did do me a favor. I enjoyed rubbing the letters off.
I didn't actually scan them.
Huh?
I didn't actually scan them.
He admits he didn't actually scan them, but he did rub the letters off. And the dad goes on and tells him at the end, because it gets a little longer, like, oh, so you don't know that they won or not? And he goes, no, I don't know if they won or not. And he goes, okay, but Nick, don't scratch them off. I like scratching them off.
That is so funny.
Dad's so upset. Like, $40.
So even if he knew they were losers, he would still care. Like, I don't get the... Why would you even care?
I think it's the playing. It's that he likes to sit down with his scratchers and just get his coin and scratch it off, and the chance that he might win something.
So you can take a card that you scratch off, and what was the scanning thing?
You go to the convenience store and say, hey, can you check that and see if it's a winner, just to make sure? Because sometimes it can be confusing. And they'll just hold it, and it scans a barcode. It tells you if it's a winner or not.
You don't have to scratch it off.
Yeah, so because what happened is when you give it to them, when they hit the barcode or whatever, that's how they confirm it, and then it cancels that one out or something like that.
Okay.
So no matter whether or not, whatever you do, if you go, hey, I need to cash these in, they take them and scan them anyway. You're a winner. That one's not a winner. That one's a winner. Oh, so
that's how I would want to do it.
We owe you $8. That kind of thing.
I don't have to track down a quarter.
That's the best, most fun part.
I guess so.
It's the scratch and the excitement of being able to see if you're a winner or not. But then you have them scanning just to be on the safe side, just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Wow.
That could be a good prank, though. Like, if you end up doing that, take all the ones that didn't work and give them to somebody.
I don't think pranking people with the lottery, making them think they won big money or not, is Those are heartbreaking.
Or yeah. No, I mean, like, you just not telling them that they won, but just hand them, look, I got you $100 in scratchers. Enjoy. Have a good time. Not one of them wins.
I'm afraid that's terrible. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and Friends.
I don't know if you're going to be saddened or entertained by what you're about to hear, but it's a TikTok that's going viral. Well, we'll discuss after we let you hear it. Just know the picture that's being shown is of a scenic waterfall, and it's a beautiful setting. Very beautiful, sadly, for the guy whose voice you're going to hear.
This message is for Big Mama 189. Look, I'm here where you told me to meet you at the waterfall. I've been here for 3.5 hours waiting for you. This is supposed to be our first date, and now I feel like you're setting me up.
Oh.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
Ow.
That sucks, man.
That poor dude. 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours. First off, I mean,
come on, dude.
Yeah, he's trying to be optimistic, but it's
just, what do you give that? An hour? Let's say it's all real. Somebody's going to go, that's not real. Okay, but let's just say it is for argument's sake. Do you give that an hour waiting on somebody? You give like 30 minutes.
I'm giving less, like 10, 15.
Oh, no, that doesn't even seem fair.
Especially in the era of cell phones, there's no way I'm waiting that long.
Yeah, I'm not waiting an hour. I might wait 30 minutes.
Though. Maybe 30 minutes.
On a first date, sure.
Maybe maybe at 30 minutes. What mark do you sit? Hey, just checking to see if everything's okay. I'm here.
10, 15 minutes. Right. I'm sending the first text.
The first text.
If she doesn't say she's going to be late.
Or contacting her through whatever app you met on.
Kind of thing. 10, 15 minutes. And then I think by the 30-minute mark, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bounce. And then by 40 minutes, I'm totally out. But you sure know her name's Big Mama 189. You sure don't want to go outside a new waterfall. She wants to go to damn Carrabba's. Well,
that's where she told him to meet her.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. He should have known it's a scam.
Because Big Mama 189 doesn't want to go outside.
She wants to go to Carrabba's, Arby's. It's a first date. She don't want to go to the waterfall.
You try to get some chips and skillet queso and chilies? Come on, man.
That's your name, Big Mama? Yeah. Come on.
This is Ace and Friends.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.